Welcome to the Old Testament reading. This week it's in Psalm 119 and it's verses 1 through 8. But I want to give it a little plus. I'm going to reflect on verse 9, but I'm going to do the first 8 from Psalm 119. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Happy are people of integrity who follow the law of the Lord. Happy are those who obey his decrees and search for him with all their heart. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his path. You have charged us to keep your commandments carefully. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your principles. Then I will not be disgraced when I compare my life with your commands. When I learn your righteous laws, I will thank you by living as I should. And in verse 8, I will obey your principles. Please don't give up on me. And I want to give you a little reflection on verse 9. And this is what it says. How can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word and following its rules. You know, we don't have accountability much in our society now, and accountability is something really, well, it's needed, because accountability sets up a structure whereby we have to answer to someone to ensure proper behavior. God's Word is designed to keep us accountable. It describes God's expectations for his people. It tells us what we must do to enjoy life and also what we must avoid doing in order to avert disaster. So our challenge for all of us is to read God's Word, the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. Yeah, that's the book for me. Read it regularly and let it hold you accountable. It is the source book for right living. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing of Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8, and a little Ralphie-ism added. Have a good day.